strengthened by the full preservation of her work. As it is, added to the longing which all great art inspires, we have the longing inspired by suggestion. That lovely figure belonging to the feet she shows us, crossed by a broidered strap of Lydian work, would it have been as beautiful unveiled as imagined? Did she long for maidenhood? Why did the swallow trouble her? And what did the daughter of Cyprus say to her in a dream? There is not a fragment of Sappho that is not surrounded in the mind of the reader by the rainbow of suggestion. Just as the gods draped the human form to give desire imagination, so, perhaps, some god and no fate has all but hidden the mind of Sappho. 3. Looking at it in another way, one might fancy that all the demons of malignity and destruction had conspired to destroy and traduce, to destroy the works and traduce the character of the poet. The game of defamation was begun in Athens in the age of corruption by lepers, and carried on through the succeeding ages by their kind, till Welker came with his torch and showed these gibbering ghosts standing on nothing and with nothing in their hands. Colonel Muir tried to put Welker's torch out, and only burned his fingers. Comparetti snuffed it, only to make it burn the brighter. But, bright or dim,